Yo, what's up? It's fucking late, dog. I ain't gonna lie. I could say it's early. And I got up real early. I gotta go outside right now, and I won't be able to post this till later in the afternoon. I still might not post this till later in the afternoon, but it's after 12 and before 1. We're in the 12 o'clock hour. So I didn't get up before the noon. Sorry, Jacqueline's already out the door. I have to do this and go meet her downstairs in the old neighborhood. Oh, just I stayed up late watching television. I started watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High on HBO Go, and then, before I knew it, it was late. Well, so I guess just do the news. I don't know. Oh, just in case you're new, there's I don't know why, for some reason there's been a jump in the listens on these, and I don't know why it shouldn't be. If anything, it should be declining steadily. But I feel like maybe because I do these shows with Mike Birbiglia, and some people are like, hey, what else is he up to? And then they find, you know, they like me. You know, I'm a decent stand-up comedian. But then they're like, oh, here's his podcast. Leave, man. This isn't good. I'm sorry. There's some people that get it. That they're locked in. That can handle the shit. This not handle it, but they, for some reason, they like a bad podcast. It just isn't good. And just don't worry about it. Wait till you wait till I come again and perform in your town, and then you'll see more of that. This is not as funny. And it's not, all right, that's it, that's good enough. That wasn't very, you see, even the way I said that wasn't that good. So, you know, this isn't a good show. Now, if you're still here, that's on you. All right. I get nervous when I see people are listening. I like a very low listen number, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's just like that, those people. It's just like a few people that really are like, they understand that they're into this thing, and it's not like people stumbling upon the show like, oh, what's this, is horrifying to me. It's like you're reading my diary, but I'm not giving any personal information other than, oh, I got a couch, shit like that. But we'll do some news. I know there's a bunch of Trump business going on. I don't know what. This, there's a bunch of, what do you call it? Trump Jr. stuff. Like, I don't want to. Well, it sounds like he did some dumb shit, so I got to read about it. I read the headlines and like part of the story, but I still was like, no, I'm not getting excited about this yet, because I feel like nobody, but we'll see. But no Trump news. What are you waiting? Amazon and Netflix to throttle services in net neutrality protest. Oh no. What do I, but then I have to watch my that's what I watch TV on. Oh, are preparing to alter FCC one. Well, we need net neutrality, so I'm glad they are in on it. Okay, Trump Jr. even worse. I don't know if it's worse. It's worse because they'll live longer. Okay, no more Trump talk. Nevada running out of weed. State of emergency declared. This is every day there's a headline about Nevada selling marijuana. There has to be plenty of weed around. Just get it free. But that's the problem with legal weed, is that you got to go to a store. You don't have the guy. Just want the guy. The guy that has it. I don't even have my guy come over. I run into the guy. The guys are always, they're around. I don't know about the coke guys. I think the coke guys got to come to your house, and then I don't want to deal with them. I just want a guy that has weed, edibles, that stuff. You know what I mean? The not drugs. But I'm sure they'll get that straightened out in Nevada. But that's funny. They made it a state of emergency. I don't know what you do in that case. Is that so they can use like the National Guard to go get weed? Oh, that's a sad story. I'm not going to tell. Well, it's sad, but it's quite an image. Suicidal man doused in gasoline catches fire after police use taser on him. So I guess the police were trying to get him to not commit suicide by tasing him, but they, in fact, lit him up. That's a hard mistake to explain. Our hearts go out to everybody involved. Muslim radio station suspended for broadcasting Al Qaeda recruiter speeches during Ramadan. Well, that's no good. Where was this? Where did this happen? Muslim radio station broadcast 25 hours of I don't know where this is, but well, they shut it down. That's not cool. Not cool. Not cool for broadcasting Al Qaeda recruiter speeches. You never hear about Al Qaeda anymore. That's probably why they're like trying so hard getting on radio, which is also a dead medium. You know, I mean, radio ads. What's that really? It's all ISIS, you know, because ISIS is on the internet. And Al Qaeda's doing radio ads. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of marketing involved in these, in everything. Nothing's pure anymore. Not even terrorism. It's all marketing. They have marketing departments for probably all the different terrorist organizations. They must. Like even like the Klan, they must have some marketing. They're always trying to rebrand. Doesn't quite work. Seattle City Council unanimously approves income tax for the rich. Go get them, Seattle. Let's get that class war going. Tax those rich Seattle people. You got some biggies. Bill Gates. I don't know who else. Pearl Jam. Buffett donates $3.17 billion to Gates charity and four others. Look at that. I just mentioned Bill Gates. I didn't even see. I must have saw him. I guess I saw it out of the corner of my eye or the bottom of my eye. Whew. So that's cool. That Warren Buffett seems like a good fella. Donating money and stuff. Well, that's a good note to end on. I know this is a short one. But I don't really have anything else to say. Everybody donate some money to the Gates Fund. I don't know the Gates. Donate something to something. I'll donate something to something. I'm going to donate something to the whatever is helping Flint, Michigan. You donate something to whatever you want to donate to. Or don't. You know what I mean? I'm not. I got swept up in the spirit of this Warren Buffett. So I'll go do that. Upload this at some point today. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. You can email me, chris@chrislaker.com, or tweet at me, also at chrislaker. All right, that's it. We love you.